Nathan, come on in here. How are you, my friend? My God, he looks younger than he did last year, and he works harder.
That's what golf does to you.
That's what he... Get up to this mic. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you ready to go? You got two of us now.
Wonderful. I love it. I love it.
So, Nathan, the Travelers Championship coming up later this month. What are the dates?
It's June 19th through the 25th, and it's just a few short days right around the corner. So I know it feels like October right now, but the summer is here any month, as they say.
Yeah.
How long, now, when you start putting this together, I've had so many people ask me, when do you start? Do you start right after this tournament is over for next year?
You know, we actually, it's about a 15-month cycle. So we've actually already started working on 2018. And then we actually had a meeting about 2019 about a month ago. So it's about a 15-month cycle. There's things going into the tournament that you just can't finish that year that you just put on the next list. So we all have these, you know, next year folders. So it's about 15 months. So we are we're knee deep in it right now the last few weeks. So.
Boy, you got some heavy hitters this year. Wow.
Yeah, I tell you what, our field has been shaping up. So with Rory McIlroy and Jason Day and Bubba Watson, and you get, you know, kind of the number two, number three in the world coming, and Rory's never been here before, so when he looks at our tournament, he says the things like, hey, I've heard good things about it, I can't wait to get there, and then he says, and I want to win. I like that, so I like that a lot.
Now, I know the Travelers does so much for veterans, Nathan, so how about talking about that?
It is. It's one of those things, it's the right thing to do, and everybody, when we're around the table planning the event, says, okay, how do we expand our military appreciation platform, and how do we do more for the families? And so when we started this, it really was a place, okay, how do we build an outpost, you know, that is just a way to say thank you. Let's provide free food and beverage, free admission. And then it turned into Operation Shower, where we're doing a baby shower for moms whose husbands are deployed. And then it turned into, Bears Barbecue is providing free food all week. And then Trinity Health is, you know, doing even more. We're building a viewing deck this year on 18 for the first time, where veterans and military and retired and active, they can sit and actually view golf, which before the outpost was kind of set back a little bit. So there's a viewing deck. We're also launching something called Operation Recognize, where people can record video messages and send them to troops who are deployed.
Really?
So our military appreciation platform is something my dad, is a Vietnam vet, and so it's something very personal to me, but it's, again, it's the right thing to do, and it's one of the best things we do with the tournament is take the opportunity to say thank you.
And Dan and I will be doing a broadcast.
Yes, you will.
Yeah,
yes, you
will. Forward to that. Now, you do so much in the area of charity and community involvement. How about explaining that to our audience?
We feel very fortunate because what the PGA Tour does is it gives you a platform to be able to raise money for charity. We're a professional sports organization, but we're not like the NFL, not like the NHL, where this isn't bad, but I mean, we don't have owners, you know, so we're not in the business to make money for our owner. We're in the business to make money for our charities. We consider our charities to be the ones who are our owners. So the better the tournament does, the better we run our business, the more money we're going to be able to give back to charities. So last year it was about 160 charities, $2.8 million that went back to our community. So we are a nonprofit. We don't keep any of that. I mean, we pay the bills and then put everything back out into the community.
You also have a primary beneficiary each year. Who is it this year?
We do. So the Hole-in-the-Wall Gang Camp, camp here in Connecticut, Paul Newman started it. It is a magical, magical place. I mean, we get to meet so many different charities through the years with the tournament, but when you go out to camp and you see the kids who, I mean, these are kids who are suffering from really difficult, horrible diseases, but basically they built a hospital disguised as a camp, you know, out there. And so the kids go out there and, I mean, they're getting IVs while they're climbing trees and their wheelchairs are going up into these tree houses. And they're doing these things that are just amazing that they've never gotten to do before because they've been really in hospitals their whole lives. And then you meet the kids and the families. And it's a magical place that we feel very fortunate to support.
You know, every single year.
We're coming up on the top of the hour. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Terrific.
We got the time right after the news. All right, the Travelers Championship. Okay. Here we go again. We'll be back.
Brad, he's in our touch points.
Right
here. Interview chair Nathan Grube, Travelers Championship Tournament Director, talking about the big tournament. And again, Nathan, the week of the tournament is when?
June 19th to the 25th. So we have stuff going on all week, but it's right around the corner.
And you do so much in the area of military appreciation, including A complimentary admission. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We started that a few years ago where we had free admission for active, retired, their dependents, and Trinity Health, St. Francis, was the sponsor of that. And then we said, you know what, there's a category here that we need to expand to, the veterans. You know, I mean, many of you listening and you guys know, I mean, veterans, the type of ID cards they have might be different than, yep. you know, retired. So we said, you know what? We need to reach out to the veteran community. So that's when our partners Affairs said, we're going to sponsor free admission for veterans. So all we do is we have people sign a book saying, hey, here's where I served. And that's it. It's an honor system just saying, you know, thank you for your service. And it's free admission and free food and beverage in the outpost. So it's our way to say, you know, we appreciate what they've done.
And this is the reason, really, Dan, that we're there.
That's right.
For the veterans. Yep. It's just fabulous to see them. Fabulous to see them.
Now, the tournament is also a very family-friendly event.
Absolutely.
You have several areas devoted to families. How about talking about that?
We do, and actually, it's funny because my kids come to the tournament, and I don't think they've ever seen a shot of golf. So they're 12 and 9, and so I will tell you about our fan experience from their experience. They walk into the fan zone, and they get their faces painted, and they make crafts and necklaces and jewelry, and then they play mini golf, and they climb the rock wall, and they go have a milkshake. And then they get a balloon, and they've been there for 2 hours, and they think, what does Daddy do? Does he work at a carnival? Like, where are we? So, I mean, what we did, we made some real modifications so strollers can get in there. We leveled out 4 entry points into the fan zone. I mean, it's acres in the middle of the golf course that is just, it's a fun time to be there. That's where our concerts are at night, and it's really enjoyable.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Way ahead of time, aren't they? Going well.
Actually, they're going really well. So I know we were talking about this earlier. I mean, I think due to the field and just being back in June, tickets are about 15-17% ahead of where they were last year. So, and we had some great crowds last year. So to be pacing above that is great. And again, that's going to translate to our charity's win when
and
that
you
happens.
You guys live down there for a while too, don't you?
We do. This is, you always aspire to move into these trailers at the golf course. So, you know, we move our office down there. We, have 11 of us that work year-round in the tournament. We have 14 interns, and then the schedule just becomes a little bit crazy there towards the end. So the last few weeks, we actually move into hotels down there near the golf course, and this is kind of our time. Like, you got to make it work, and, you know, kind of from Easter to about the 4th of July, it's all tournament all the time.
What's the condition of the course?
It's really good right now. So being, you know, August, when it was in August last year, it can stress a golf course when it stays hot through June and July. But being back in June, it's primed for just a great event. The superintendent's very excited about how it looks. The PGA Tour actually comes up and looks at the golf course 4 times a year. They'll come up in the fall. How is it, you know, going into winter? They'll look at it in the winter. How's it, you know, handling the stress? They'll look at it in the spring. How's it handling? So they send up their crews, their agronomy crews, 4 times a year, and they're very happy with how things look going into June. So I think the guys are going to like it.
And you got, I mean, my God, the golfers you got this year, huh? It's unbelievable.
We are in a good spot. I know we were talking about this earlier, right. The week after the Open, that it just honestly, back in 07 when we got that date, I was very nervous about the week after the Open, but just it hasn't turned out to be an issue over the last decade. I mean, we've had great fields, and then this year with the week after the Open again, we have Rory McIlroy and Jason Day and Bubba Watson and Zach Johnson, and I mean all the players.
What a
field.
Right
now we have 2 and 3. Wow. We have 2 and 3 in the world right now, and we're probably going to add another top 10 guy next week. And so it just, I mean, it's everybody kind of looks at it and says, okay, this event kicks off summer, and we've been very fortunate.
Nathan, how can people get tickets?
Very easy. TravelersChampionship.com is the easiest way to do it. There's all kinds of different tickets. Or you can call us at the office, 860-502-6800, and we will take care of you that way, too. But the easiest way is TravelersChampionship.com, and you can look at all the different ticket options that are out there.
Favorite story about the Travelers Championship during your tenure?
Oh, gosh. I would say, you know,
you're
what?
Here noontime.
I was going to say, how many do I have? I say one funny one, actually. The year that Brad Faxon won, oh, my gosh, his daughter's going to kill me. So Brad Faxon won, and he was going into a playoff, right? And so it's my job. I need to get, you know, the wife and the family down there, you know, for that moment, you know, to run on the green with the trophy and the whole deal. You guys see it, you know,
yeah,
right? You know what
course,
that moment is.
Course,
so
yeah.
That's my job, right? I got to get everybody there. So Brad's about to win, and I'm looking for his wife and his daughter, and I can't find him anywhere. And I run up to the clubhouse, and they were in the daughter, that she was like 2 at the time, was in the restroom. And she's like, Daddy, I can't come out, Daddy. I'm going potty. And I'm like, you have to come out for the scene on CBS. You have to. And his wife was going, come on, sweetie, come on. She goes, I'm not done, Daddy. I'm not done. And I'm like, come on. So anyway, we ended up getting her down there, and we got her to run on the green with Brad, and it was great. But that was one of the more stressful moments, I would say.
That's a great story.
And we'll end with that story today. But you're going to be with us many times
absolutely.
In the morning.
Thank you guys for all your support.
Nathan, thank you very much.
Nathan is the best. Nathan Grube.
Great stuff.
Tournament director. Travelers Championship, and Dan and I will be there, and you will hear it right here where we broadcast from.